This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2978.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill,
the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you, hard to men's room.
On tap today, here come the bad jokes, bitches. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack. You're gonna dork.
All right, here we go. Florida girl orders pizza to the house next door, then jumps out of the bushes to steal the delivery driver's car. Meanwhile, an England man is enjoying sex with his girlfriend, and here's a snap that truly sounded bizarre. We stay in England for a mailman who regrets putting finger in the mail slot. A busted Arizona port of entry yields 254 pounds of fentanyl, which is a lot. And a Canadian woman wins a lottery. Too bad she used a stolen credit card to buy the ticket. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, most people know this, but games, whether it's a sport, a board game, if it's freaking charades, games are designed for one purpose, and that purpose is fun. That's the entire point. But that never stops people from ruining a perfectly good time. In Los Angeles, three people died. A fourth was injured after a fight escalated into a shooting at a bowling alley. In San Antonio, Texas, less than 5 minutes into the NBA game between the Spurs and the Nets, well, it had to be stopped because multiple bats were flying around the arena. Good evening. In Kansas, a game of Monopoly ended prematurely when a fight over the game ended when one man was thrown into a mirror and had to go to the hospital. We go to Miami, a drunk fan of the Heat game. He stopped having fun when he tumbled down several rows of seats, but that's what happens when you fight the police. We can go on and on and on. So this is simply what we want to know. It can be a sport. It can be a board game. Games are games. And sometimes they go south. So today we want to know, what happened during the game?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the challenge and away we go. Welcome to show number 2978.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Guaranteed future repeat as once again the drunk in charge Ryan Castle will be in. We will kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. The exciting return today of Ted versus the FCC once again as Steve and I were up for probably, I don't know, at least three or four extra hours last night coming up with some tongue twisters, rhymes, and riddles to challenge Ted in Ted versus the FCC. By the way, if you'd like to get in there on the game, just download the Men's Room app and play a little you versus the FCC. Profile this coming up as well. We should also mention, before we get into the question here, that we are not only is this a guaranteed future repeat, but we're expecting some really big things today. And just so you know, not that you really care one way or another, but it is a milestone for us. As far as the Men's Room radio show is concerned, today marks the 14th year of the show. 14 years. Now, if you know anything about the sneakiness in the way the management works here, you see a lot of whispering. You see a lot of people having private conversations. Something is definitely going to happen on this program. We have celebrated other milestones, which have been unbelievable. We're assuming that Ryan Castle and the Drunk in Charge and Hair Club are cooking something up. We don't know if it's going to be chicken wings, which we've dropped hints about, or if it's going to be pizza, if they're just going to. We know something is going to happen today in celebration. We have been working together for a number of years. Mm-hmm. This is a hell of a milestone for us. 14 years is one of those things in radio where, you know, to be honest with you, most people they're not fortunate enough to have a job this long in one place without having to pick up, move their family. They recognize this. They know how hard that we've worked on this program and all the great things that we have. We haven't really done anything with the community, but we help with the beer and the sausage.
But that's how you do it. No one's ever just nice. They're like, oh, we want 5 mile fun. Listen. You want people to do good. You want people to do charity. And I've always stood by it. Don't make people run.
I'm pretty sure
don't make people get up in the morning. Yeah. Give the people what they want. People want beer, man. They want freaking sausage. And now you can be a glutton and still do good. We can't make this easier.
Matter of fact, I didn't even lunch. I knew something was coming up today, and I didn't know if it was going to be cake. Many years ago, they brought in some dancers, all kinds of crazy stuff.
That was a great year.
That was a hell of a celebration. So we're
14. What is the 14th year? And you know, like different years have different.
Robin said it's the year of the chicken wing.
Okay, I believe her. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just stay tuned. Excitement is definitely coming up on this show because we're looking forward to it. It's gonna be a good time. So.
And a really nice thing about this is because this is a guaranteed future repeat. We will celebrate this again.
Yeah, you'll hear this party again. You're gonna. It's gonna be unbelievable. We can smell the crock pot going. All right, our question. What happened during the game? 844-999 Ola. We got a couple. Let's just start with this one. This is timely enough right here. Gwinnett County, Georgia investigators are giving Keaton Shaw until Sunday to give his side of the story. That currently has him accused of swindling almost a dozen people out of over $750,000 in Super Bowl tickets. Uh-huh. This comes from Deadspin.com. This scam has been going on for months. It was a similar promise to all the people who bought tickets. Someone who knows him said through the community, 100 level seating with access to the concierge lounge and a few pre-parties. I find the whole situation kind of bizarre. Hopefully there will be some kind of logical explanation, given that many of the alleged victims included family, friends, and his mother.
Wow.
His mother.
His own mom.
His mother. This guy reportedly runs a squeaky clean business.
She raised a terrible child.
Either way, they can't find this guy. And he allegedly screwed over at least $20,000 from his mom. The most notable total came from a friend of his and a businessman who put down $500,000 for tickets, as well as a chance to host an arena Super Bowl event. Which is insane. Actually, his mom was $36,000. She did not press charges. They have not been able to find this guy. His wife said he left sometime at the end of January, and he has not been able to be located. But could you imagine? You want to go to Atlanta? This is an entire package. You plop down thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
You remember this happened a few years ago. I was hanging out with a couple of fellas, and we were actually talking about this very thing. So there's certain brokers, particularly with the Super Bowl, and the idea is you give them whatever money, they will get you your Super Bowl tickets. It's when you get there, you're supposed to meet with them, all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And what happens is If they get lucky, you'll actually get your tickets. If the price of the Super Bowl tickets skyrockets, which is typically what happens, they don't have the capital to cover that. So basically, they just have your money. You don't have tickets. And either they give you your money back or they roll. So a bunch of people got scammed, I would say a couple of years ago, I think when it was in Detroit, for this very reason. So their point was just this, man. Go through StubHub and all the rest of that.
Mm-hmm. Ted, here's one that you can relate to.
I just
to.
Can't believe you would hustle your mom.
That's pretty bad, man.
And every one of these people that he did hustle, again, was a very close associate. A business.
I'm going to say this
family,
dude has a serious gambling debt.
Community
But he disappeared,
friend.
Man.
Either way. One day they say Monopoly is going to be banned because it's just too dangerous for our society. A family in Kansas City was playing Monopoly, and they wound up getting into a fight. Just like your family does when you play Monopoly. But this one escalated, and as a guy argued with his cousin's girlfriend hit him and shoved him into a mirror. Then she took off running. The guy did need to go to the hospital, get stitches, and they're still trying to track down his cousin's girlfriend on aggravated battery. When they catch her, she will go directly to jail. didn't you say, Ted, that, and you didn't say why, but that your family, in your family, they made a rule that you can't play
Trivial Pursuit or Pictionary?
Was there an incident?
The Trivial Pursuit one, I don't remember because I was a kid, but it sounded like my dad was and my grandfather, who my dad's very much like, were about to come to blows. And again, that's a game that has definite answers.
Why were they arguing?
Okay, all right.
But there's a rule to argue.
And I think anyone that has a family and enjoys board games knows this to be true. If you enjoy playing board games, there should be clubs where you play board games, but you play them with people you don't know. Right? If you play with family, things go south. I've seen people almost divorce over Pictionary. I mean, my God.
All right, so the Pictionary one was because of me and my cousin Tom. Me and my cousin Tom are close in age. So he drew a stick figure.
Okay, what did it look like? Here, draw the figure. Can
it's
you
a
remember
stick
what it looked
figure.
Like?
It looked like a
Jesus
stick
Christ,
figure.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Are you going to draw a stick figure and ask us, does it look like that?
Yes!
That's all our judges can see.
That's what you do.
Well, this is part of the Pictionary game. You draw. You draw what you're saying.
And then he put a bump on the arm. And I said, Hercules.
Okay.
Hercules? Like
nobody
kind
believed
of a bump?
It. Well, a little bigger. It's Hercules.
All right, okay.
Jesus Christ, dude.
You don't have to draw it. Anyhow, everybody in my family is convinced that we were cheating, this and that. It turned into a massive argument.
It was Hercules.
Yeah, of course.
How did you get Hercules out of this?
Listen, I played Pictionary with Ted, man, and we crushed it. Same thing where people accused us of cheating. And it's just make it as simple as you can. Ted's going to nail it.
You just got to know.
I would say bicep, maybe, or Popeye. There's all kinds, right?
He drew a muscle, and Ted's going to think some of the muscles. Hercules, you figure
that's the first person that pops into your head when you think muscles.
Muscles, yes, in a game.
Okay,
it's a game, so it's going to be right.
Okay,
it's not like Biff down the street.
No, I know that.
So it's going to be something obvious, right?
Yeah,
I track with you, man.
I'm not going to be like MCTP.
You guys aren't allowed to play on the same team, then.
We did it before. We killed.
We crashed, yeah.
Right. It's like, man, just keep it simple, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's another problem, too. If you are, my cousin or like, if you know somebody well enough, it's easier.
Right.
But people get real mad.
Real.
So who got mad?
My cousin?
Right.
Yeah.
They get mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm not cheating. You're just mad because you're not good at this.
All right. Our question, what happened during the game? 844-999-OLA.
I love playing games, though.
That's why you should play with strangers, though, right?
Thank God you're banned from that one.
So wait, you guys banned the game?
The family banned, yeah. Is it that you guys can't play? No. Well, because that was the whole thing, right? They were like, well, you two can't play. So then me and my cousin Tom were like, well, since we didn't cheat, nobody plays.
And now it's just the rule.
Yeah.
Do you think we allow children
can play the children's Pictionary game, but when they get about 12, 13, and they want to play like adults,
it's over.
It's
like going to the adult
so
table.
If I'm a child in your family, and I love Pictionary, you hit 13, like they pull you aside and say, like, it's done.
Yeah, and my family's really nice, but the other kind of shady thing we do is around 13, 14, maybe you've mowed some lawns or something, you have some actual cash. Well, now you can play cards with the adults. But nobody will have mercy, and they will take your money.
Damn, man.
Huss, you let in
you
the,
guys are
you
teaching
let in the
hard
career.
Lessons.
Just to take their chore money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, it happened to me. It happens to everybody in the Smith family.
I kind of like the style, though, right? It's kind of like practice. You're going to do this. Get smart. Learn everyone's tells, right?
Yeah, and I remember once saying to my mom, I was like 15 or something, like, I can't believe, like, Uncle Phil took all my money. And she's like, well, you wanted to play. They warned you. Like, they're not mean about it. Just like, okay, but, like, we're not going to, there's no more, like, hey, we're going to take care of you and let you win a couple games.
You're 15 now. You got your own money.
Yeah, man. My niece and nephew never beat me at anything. Not Hungry Hungry Hippos, not two-on-one soccer. I don't play them now because they're 16 and 15.
So you stop playing them just based on not wanting to lose
ability.
your undefeated streak.
I mean, if they asked, I'd play something with them again. But I think I could still take my nephew and, like, horse.
I don't know, man. One thing kids can do is shoot. That's all they do all day.
Is 15?
Yeah, he'll be 15 on that.
Does he have a basketball hoop at his house?
He does.
Don't do it.
It's like playing the guys get the pool table in his house.
Right.
You're never going to win. He knows the table.
What happened during the game? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you, sir?
All right, well, this was happening in New York in the Bronx. I was at a Yankee game, Yankee-Red Sox game, and I was about 12 years old. And I was sitting kind of up in nosebleeds, and there was it was a packed game, Yankees-Red Sox. And there was a certain group, you know, over there on the East Coast, you know, you have your large population of Puerto Ricans, especially in New York.
Sure.
Yeah, and then, they're a rowdy bunch, and there was, like, your typical Red Sox fans in there, and they were right, I mean, the Red Sox fans were right below the Yankee fans, and they had cowbells, flags, just being obnoxious, and the Red Sox fans were taking it, you know, pretty good for the most part, and then the one game, they were just getting stomped, the Red Sox were, so they finally just got up and pushed one Puerto Rican guy down, and I remember just saying, I was 12 years old, I remember seeing him putting that cowbell on his hand and just punched that guy right in the face. And
he goes rolling, cowbell.
Yeah, and he goes rolling down the stands, and I was 12 years old, that was the first time I ever swore in front of my dad. I just said, holy S.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of fights at stadiums before, man.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Best one I ever saw, man, was at the Steeler-Ravens game in Pittsburgh.
All right.
This Ravens guy was just being obnoxious, man. He was all the way across on the other side of the field, but really, I could see him just absolutely clearly, man. This guy just, I mean, was just pummeling his head, and it was like, I was like, oh, God! Like, this is, everybody was just standing up, like, people stopped watching the game.
Just to watch this
fight go down. Like, and you don't realize it, because they don't show that on TV or anything, but, like, you had to hear a roar on television because nothing was going on that was worthy of a roar on the field. What happened during the game? 844-999-OLA.
Remember when they used to show that stuff on TV?
Mm-hmm.
If you were running across the field, unless you were naked, they'd show you. If there was a fight in the stand, they'd show you. You know, now it's all fans disrespect it. Yeah, we understand, but dude, we want to see it.
It's kind of pointless. And they're like, well, we didn't want to show it to encourage it, but it's like everybody's got a cell phone, so we're going to see naked dude running across the field.
Right, we're going to end up seeing it.
Plus, honestly, streaker guy generally gets decked by the cops.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't work out well for him, but it's fun. It's fun.
If you're there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like if they didn't show hockey fights.
Exactly.
We make a concerted effort. If these guys want to fight, we don't want to glorify it.
And obviously,
zoom in.
I think there's certain times not to do it. If it's a big game or like the World Series, I'd say, like, come on, don't do it there. But hey, regular season baseball game, streak it.
You're in Cleveland, you went to an Indians game, get naked.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
What happened during the game? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Ted for president, 2020.
2020.
How are you guys?
Doing well, sir.
All right, so we were playing this game called Red Spot. Have you guys ever heard of it?
Negative.
Nope.
All right, so you have to hit a hacky sack 3 times between 2 people. After that, somebody can catch the hacky sack and peg anybody in the group. Then they have to go up against the wall, and everybody in the group gets to throw the hacky sack at their back.
Okay.
So, you know, we're playing the game, we're just killing some time, and next thing I know, my buddy goes up there, and it's my turn to throw it at him. So he goes back up against the wall, and he kind of stepped out a little too far with his legs. I got a 1-in-a-million shot right in the boys from behind.
Damn!
Must have been a warm day.
Insta-puking, he was gone. He was so infuriated. I go back to my truck at the end. We were doing a summer band, so at the end of rehearsal, I've got 4 slashed tires.
Oh!
Which kind of, I can kind of see why he did it, but I don't know, man. But I mean, yeah, that's definitely when my game went.
Wait. You weren't trying to hit him, right? I mean,
I was. Yeah. I promise you, with everything I have, all I was trying to do was hit him square in the back as hard as possible. My release point was a little bit late, and we threw a slider.
Wow.
I thought that was supposed to be more of a pacifist type of activity.
It's a violent hacky sack.
It depends on who you're playing with.
All right, okay.
I know, just generally, if I'd see a hacky sack or think hacky sack.
I'm thinking like, drum circle
all
type
right.
people.
Yeah, you know, everyone's going to be chill.
Maybe someone doesn't eat meat in the group.
But in the end, it turns out they will slash your goddamn tires.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not one of them has any body fat.
Well, it's also like you played the game. I mean, there was a chance somebody's going to get hit in the
right. In a game that involves something like, you got to know. Like Miles said, if it's hot, take an extra precaution.
Mm-hmm. Last week, I was watching English soccer. And our old buddy, you know, Arlo White, who does everything for NBC Sports now and all the English Premier League. So there's this famous Arsenal team called the Invincibles. And one guy got hit in the junk. And he goes, that's more like the Unmentionables.
Get it?
I was like, God, he's good. He's in good form this morning.
What happened during the game? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
I have to say first, Ted, you the man.
Oh, just thanks, Doc.
Get that out there first. Yeah. So, Pictionary. That's not a man's game.
How's that not a man's game?
Well, so I go camping with a big group of people, and we drink a whole bunch, starting about 7:30 with Clamato and vodka, and then the girls want to play Pictionary, and I'm not joking. She drew a straight line. No bumps anywhere in it. There's no arm biceps. There's no nothing. And they guessed what it was.
Snake?
No, it's a movie. It's just like, toilet set up.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Hold on, wait.
So these girls have been playing Pictionary.
Hold on.
For like 15 years.
Wait,
time out.
Hold on. The actual answer to a straight line is a movie.
I have no effing idea. What I know is I know how to play Pictionary. But I don't know how to play Pictionary with people who have been playing for 15 years, professional drinkers, on their own. Like, half of these girls are Canadian, so they're, like, straight-up professional drinkers.
Enough said.
Because they can drink anybody under the table.
Well, I thought you could say, like, professional Pictionary players. Mm-hmm. That's a professional alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with one and it goes to the other. Canadian girls can drink any American boy under the table. Like, I'm a biscuit eater. I'm 240 pounds. The girl I was with was 108. And she can shot for shot me under the table. So there's something about being up in Canada where it's frozen all the time. I don't know what it is.
So what? You're playing the game, but you said it was a kid's game?
No, Pictionary. No. It was with like high-risk stakes.
What,
I mean,
what
real,
is
like,
high-risk stakes in Pictionary?
Pictionary? Adult Pictionary?
Yeah.
It's about cooking. Yeah, if you lose, you cook. So I don't want to cook, so I wanted to win. And she drew a straight line. And it was a movie. I'm like, yeah. So me and the boys, we like checked out. That was it was 18 months ago. Last time we paid Pictionary with the girls.
You're scarred for life now.
What was the movie? What was the answer?
No, the answer is just a movie.
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
Figure that out. Straight line. Yeah.
I'm really confused.
I understand.
You put the lotion on the skin. There's nothing in there ever.
I can tell your bitterness is still there, but it's a straight line. How do you get silent to the Lambs?
I don't know what you're smoking, but I need to get a bag.
It's ridiculous. As soon as he brought it up, I'm like, where the F did you come up with that? I mean, like, you can't, I couldn't even get a raindrop out of that. But
I mean, I get it, but it's not like, it's not like playing spades where you can actually cheat and tip each other off.
Did he not start the conversation with Pictionary is a kid's game?
It's not a man's game.
It's not a man's game, but then he's saying because women are better at it.
That was his epiphany. Right. That if you can draw a straight line, it's a silence of the lambs. They were cheating, dude. There's no way.
Yeah,
he's lost his mind, right?
Apparently.
He can't write, no! If they can draw a line, I guess that I'm out.
I also like that he called himself a biscuit eater.
I know.
Still to come, Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes, of course, that whole big party they're throwing for us on our 15th anniversary celebration. That is all on the way, along with more of your calls and our question. What happened during the game? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Less than 5 minutes into the opening quarter of the Nets-Spurs game, officials had to call action to a halt when a group of bats, sometimes referred to as a colony or a camp,
well, of course, yes,
began to swarm the court in San Antonio. This, again, according to Deadspin.com. Things did not stop on the court once the first bat was spotted. It appears that officials waited until there were multiple bats on the court the players were actively dodging before doing anything.
How many bats were out there?
Video of what looked like an invasion from the stands included several failed attempts at trying to knock the bats down with a towel, despite the fact that the man with a net was standing in the middle of the court. But the best part was the contingency of Spurs fans that know their team's history and started chanting Manu, Manu. Because way back in the day,
Manu Ginobili. Have you seen that?
Swatted a bat with his hand, basically just took it, picked it up, and carried it off the court.
Correct. So the bats have gotten into the arena before. He legit just smacked it as it flew by and walked it off.
And picked it up and handed it to a dude.
Right.
Take it away.
But this was like 6, 7, 8 bats. I mean, it was just swarming in there.
Well, why do they have so many damn bats flying around?
Well, it's San Antonio.
Yeah.
I think they're famous for bats and like bat caves.
You being for real? You messing with me?
No, I'm being for real because I Googled San Antonio and it's like San Antonio bat cave?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh, that makes sense.
I had no idea.
Our question, what happened during the game? 844-999-OLA.
Their mascot came out in a Batman costume and a net, too.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
How long did it take them to get all these goddamn bats out?
I don't know, but I saw, they stopped the game for, a few minutes at least. It's just weird. There's three guys down there with like, you know, like the thing you use to clean your pool?
Yeah, they're not going to catch the bats.
It's like that, but they're trying to catch bats.
Well, they have them there for a reason. Most arenas just don't have a handy bat catcher on hand. I mean, like, there's a reason they're equipped for this.
Good evening. Yeah, welcome to San Antonio. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Right on. So, about 2 years ago, me and a few friends we're staying in a nice hotel downtown in Thompson Hotel, and we were going to the Rams and Seahawks playoff game. We also spent like $600 a seat to sit on the away side. I think we're like five rows away from the field on the 50th yard line.
Uh-huh.
And right after halftime, there was like three Canadian dudes standing next to us. One of them threw up some fettuccine Alfredo with like a bunch of alcohol mixed in with it. He got removed from the game, and we were standing in that stuff for the rest of the game. It was horrible. It smelled so bad that all their people were getting up, and I think they were asking for either money back or some kind of reimbursement. It was horrible.
Peter, I got to ask: What time was the game? Was this a 1 o'clock kickoff game, or was this like a later game, like a Sunday night?
It was a later game.
I was going to say
fettuccine Alfredo. Right.
Seems like a weird call at 9 a.m.
daytime, dude.
You know, like good morning, fettuccine Alfredo.
Meet me at my tailgate, dude.
We got fettuccine Alfredo for 10:30. Yeah, that's...
If you're eating fettuccine Alfredo, like, you're hungover that morning, you're going back to bed.
And don't get me wrong.
I also want to add, I met Ricker at that game, too. We met up.
Wow.
Sitting in, like, war seats. He was just a couple rows above me, and we took some cool pictures together.
I bet $100 he didn't pay for those tickets.
I guarantee it.
By the way, is there a theme today that we're blaming Canadians?
I don't know.
It seems that way, yeah.
Like, I noticed it came up in that story, too. Canadian there were some drunk Canadians there, and these Canadian women...
Build a wall.
They can outdrink biscuit eaters.
What happened during the game? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. It's our 14th anniversary. Thanks for asking. We're anticipating a large party coming in and a huge celebration.
Any moment now.
Yeah,
any
it could moment. Be any minute. Might even be when we're on the air with you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
Yeah.
So what happened in the game?
Me and my buddy, me and my buddy were playing Risk a few years back. And my turn comes around. I decide to attack whatever country it was. And it turns out he was holding some guys in his hand. And right when I decided to attack one of his countries, he said, my turn's not done yet, and throws one of the five guy pieces down. Okay. And he said that his turn wasn't over and everything. And instead of me just attacking another country, I decided to hit the board straight up in the air, and pieces went flying.
Why? Why did you make that decision? Which I like, by the way.
Because Risk is a long game. You've been playing it for quite some time, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we were playing it for at least an hour at that point.
So why did you slap the board up in there, sending the pieces flying?
I'm a very competitive guy.
I got that.
And I was convinced that he was cheating, and I just didn't want to keep playing the game with a cheater.
Well,
so.
Wait, if he still had the pieces in his hand, why do you think he was cheating? Like, if my fingers fell on the chess piece.
He was holding the pieces in his hand in a fist, like, under the board.
Okay. I don't know a lot of people that explode at games like Risk. Like, my brother loved Risk when he was a kid, and so I associated with very level-headed individuals because he was always very calm. He also always won, but he was very calm. So the idea of smashing a board in Risk, that one surprises me.
Makes sense to me, though.
It's not an easy game to play.
The Risk. I mean, there's a whole episode of Seinfeld where, like, Kramer and the other women have to take the Risk board with them on the subways. So they're afraid somebody's going to cheat. It's a great game of world domination, bro.
Okay. All right. I'll stay
still
correct.
To come, bad jokes on the way. Email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com as the drug in charge, Ryan Castle, will be in to kick off the bad jokes right before we drink a toast with the shot of the day. And Ted versus the FCC coming up as well.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.